Exactly how we start the show. We don't want to burn out. We want to warm up. And that's music coming from Hot Sticks Mabuse. That was his name, Sipo Hot Sticks Mabuse. He has now mellowed down and he plays jazz music. But back in the 80s, he was one of the hottest dudes in terms of looks, in terms of style, in terms of music. Burnout. And that's true to South African style type of music back in the 80s. A little bit of pop culture back then. But another message from the 80s, and this was by a man named as Chico. He still performs, but now is more of a producer for the younger generation, with a strong message for the then South African government, the apartheid government. This came out in 1986, I do believe, and it's Papa Stop the War. It's quite interesting. I think you're going to find it as interesting as I did back then.
Listen to the voice of reason. Words of wisdom have to be ushered. A better world have to be built. Listen to the voice of reason.
Papa's plan, the hope when we need you.
factories he must close. A ticking time bomb must be excused. And the dove of peace must reign. Racial venom is like a social dynamite. Venom is like a social dynamite. It is like a revival of Perilous Syndrome, a syndrome of death and destruction. This is the voice of consent, a voice of social redemption. An eye for an eye makes the world blind. Reconciliation and reconstruction is like a dark cloud, giving way to the blue sky. Humankind must put an end to war, or war will put an end to humankind. Africa and the world cannot afford self-pity. If something is not worth living for, it is not worth dying for. Yes, this is the voice of reason in search of liberty eternal.
It's past the hour of 8. You're listening to Sounds of Africa with me, Sheila C. And the show comes your way every Tuesday morning between 8 and 9.30. We're giving you music from South Africa. You want to know why? Because the FIFA World Cup is taking place there. It has been a very interesting week. I must say that the performances, in terms of entertainment, have improved big time. The circus, of course, continues with a lot of people getting yellow cards. I have never seen so many yellow cards flashed out. It's almost a fashion. I think everybody should actually go out and buy a piece of yellow paper. And if you see something that even just looks your way and smells unpleasant, you give them a yellow card. Anyway, music continues. I, on the other hand, I'm a perfectly happy camper right now, still sticking to football, that is. I watched one match, a full match, like from the beginning to the end, which I thought was the best in terms of entertainment and skill. I'm not a football fan. I hate football, actually. I find it a very tedious sport. It takes too long. It's unlike basketball. You know, the court is small. The action is immediate. The impact is immediate. Football, you got to get from one side to the other, and then sometimes the players are tired, kind of drones on and on and on. But the match of Ghana versus the US, now that was what you call entertaining football. I'm not going to go on about the commentators because they irritated the daylights out of me. I don't know how much they got paid. But yeah, there was some serious something sucking. I'll leave it at that. Anyway, music continues. We've played two tracks from South Africa. I'm staying with South Africa. And this lady is known as the Princess of Africa. And she is truly the Princess of Africa. She's toured all over the African continent. I think she's one of the very few that has traveled across every country and made sure that she's not just a celebrity that needs to be treated as a celebrity, but as a human being who cares about what is happening with the people around her. Her name is Yvonne Chaka Chaka, and she's playing a track titled Power of Africa. Well, we certainly saw a little bit of that in Ghana when I watched the match. It certainly was entertaining. So, without further ado, ladies and gentlemen, here is the track that I promised you, Power of Africa, out of South Africa. 8:10 is your time. Sounds on CITR Radio.
I'm a boss, 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 NPR has more friends than ever before. We've partnered with tons of local businesses to bring you great discounts in the communities where you live, work, and play. Maybe Main Street is your main drag. Present your Friends of CITR card at Red Cat Records, Lucky's Comics, Devil May Wear, Thriller, Blim, The Kiss Store, The Wallflower Modern Diner, RX Comics, Antisocial Skateboard Shop, Vinyl Records, Regional Assembly of Text, and Twig and Hottie to receive fabulous discounts. So become a CITR member, get a free Friends card, and feel the love.
The 2010 World FIFA Cup happening in South Africa. Let's see who is going to be the ultimate number one. They're all dropping like flies. Quarter past 8 CITR Sons of Africa.
You're a good soldier, choosing your battles. Pick yourself up and dust yourself off and back in the saddle. You're on the front fire, everyone's watching. You know it's serious, we're getting closer, this isn't over. The pressure's off, you feel it, but you got it all, believe it. When you fall, get up, oh, oh, and if you fall, get up, eh, eh. Tamina, mina, sangalewa, cause this is Africa. Tamina, mina, eh, eh, waka, waka, eh, eh. Tamina, mina, sangalewa, this time for Africa. Time to shine, don't wait in line, it's almost for todo. People are raising their expectations. Don't wanna feed them, this is your moment, no hesitation. Today's your day, I feel it. You pave the way, believe it. If you get down, get up, oh, oh. When you get down, get up, hey, hey. Tamina, mina, sangalewa. This land for Africa. Tamina, mina, hey, hey. Waka, waka, hey, hey. It's time for Africa.
I'm well on my journey, biggie, biggie, mama, one, A to Z. My sister's all on my journey, biggie, biggie, mama, from East to West. My to you, waka, waka, my, eh, eh. Waka, waka, my, eh, eh. Tongue is this, so my Zimbu, yeah. But this is Africa.
South Africa.
Thank you. tsebe maruwa e khosi o ene tong o ene mogale e re dipatla go di lebile bophiri matsatsi maruwa setua tsue sa botshelo a kitlana re lebile makaka di di matlhotlha e pelo mogakolodi wa gago ka go nesetsa mebi.
Rock,
music there coming from Bongo Muffin. 26 minutes past 8 is your time. Sounds of Africa continues. This is one of the greatest youth movement groups to have come out of South Africa. And actually, I saw that during the opening ceremony, he was one of the acts that played with Shakira, which was quite fascinating. They were known as Bongo Muffin. They actually now play as different acts. There was it was a three group band, but now they've all gone on to establish individual successful acts. This was mixing reggae with quite a hip hop, R&B, and Afro pop. The three members of this unique outfit are Stone. He's the one that I saw playing in the background with Shakira, Apelised, and Tandiswa Mazwai. Now, she's been very, very successful in her solo career. She did a track with Miriam Makeba, the late Miriam Makeba, Pata Pata, which I think I played for you guys last week. They created a massive and loyal following in the 10 years they were together. The way Nguga Kona is a great example of the trademark style, which are balanced vocal arrangements over an upbeat driving dance production, each member having a turn to deliver the good of their own style. So that was music from Bongo Muffin. That track comes out of a CD called The Great South African Trip Volume 2. And this was courtesy of African Cream Records, if you'd like to order yourself a copy. We continue with music from African continent. I'm giving you another track coming out of South Africa. This is called BLK JSK, and they actually are part of the FIFA Soccer 10 hits that they compiled for people who want a taste of African music. But it's not only Africans that actually performed on this CD. There's Neka, who's originally from Nigeria. She's been very, very successful. She's now based in Germany. I believe she has three albums under her belt, international record label deal, so she's doing really well, and all her music is really awesome. I'm going to play a track from her too, but right about now, BLK is one of South Africa's hip-hop rap new age fusion kind of artists, and this one is titled Lakeside. I'm not too sure what to think of this one actually, but you know, I'm just here to share, right? Alrighty, so here goes. Music, man, music. It's all about music. the Black Jacks, and they were actually part of the opening ceremony at Johannesburg Orlando Stadium alongside superstars as Alicia Keys, Angelique Kidjo, Black Eyed Peas, John Legend, Juan, Shakira, Tinoweri, Vokfor, Farkaturi, and yeah, you know, those are just some of the artists. But they're a very fascinating group because you generally do not find, and don't take this the wrong way, but seriously, you do not find South African black people playing semi-rock music. It's weird. It's just strange. But yeah, they play, as you've seen, a fusion music. And this was titled Lakeside, and it comes from the FIFA Soccer 10. So it is on the album that has featured a lot of the artists from all over the world, including Los Fabuloso, and I'm playing them next. They're from South America. I actually need to get a little bit more information on them, but they're on the FIFA Soccer 10 hits. Sounds of Africa continues, and we are infusing a lot of music from the FIFA World Cup, which is turning out to be quite a circus. Very entertaining, to say the least, with lots of lots of interesting outcomes, including the French refusing to practice, and then their coach saying he's quit, and eventually being sent home. Oh man, it's. I don't know what. Discipline seems to be lost to culture these days. Everybody's being able to walk away and do everything. Nobody could pull a stunt like that 10, 15, 20 years ago. It was just unheard of. People had discipline. They did what they had to do. But I guess easy come, easy go is the way culture sees things these days. So, La Luz del Ritmo is up next by Los Fabuloso. I hope you enjoy this. It's quite interesting, I think. 20 to 9 coming up at the top of the hour. We have news right about now. Soccer music rules on CITR Sounds of Africa. Hey, hey. be interesting. 20 minutes to 9 is your time. That is music coming from Los Fabulous Cadillacs, and they have been claimed as one of the world's most important rock bands, recognized for their groundbreaking fusion of ska, rock, punk, reggae, and Latin rhythm. The Cadillacs have actually sold millions of records worldwide. They became stars of their native Argentina throughout the late 80s before propelling the Latin rock genre into the international spotlight in the 90s. So that is that song is featured on the FIFA Soccer 10. And among many other, it's a very diverse collection of music on the FIFA Soccer 10. And I'm very glad because, I mean, it does reflect that, you know, soccer is a world sport and it embraces every nation, every culture, every color, every creed, every religion. In fact, those things are all thrown out the window. It's just like, let's play game, man. Let's play ball. Sounds of Africa continues. Now, if you have any comments or you wish to give me any suggestions, you can send your emails and comments to CITR Sounds of Africa. That's one word. CITR SOUND SOFA FRICA at gmail.com. CITR Sounds of Africa at gmail.com. Or you can join me on Sounds of Africa Radio Show, one word. Well, not one word. Sounds of Africa Radio Show. That's, you've got to include radio show in your search on Facebook. And you can join and post your comments there, send an email and make suggestions. If you think of there's a song that we definitely need to share with the rest of the world, you're more than welcome to send your comments. And if it just brightens your day to hear me blabber and give you excellent music, your comments are more than welcome. We continue with music right up to 9 o'clock. And at 9 o'clock, we've got news in brief from the African continent. I'm going to go now to Nigeria. Still on the FIFA Soccer 10, this is Mneka, the woman that is now based in Germany, but has done well for herself. Her music is deep, to say the least.
Yeah, me know, sister, stop the crying. Me please, you stop please. Crying. You don't please, be sad, all right?
My condition can make you watch it like this.
Prima.
You say your husband, now he leave you. You say he go, he betray you. So now so, you dey weak. As I say you before, what he say you dey can't pay nothing fit. Fi shake you, uh-huh. Nothing fit. Go fi break you, now you break. Before, now you talk say you no go put man before God. See yourself. Now you talk say you no go put man before God. Oh, as you know, God no go give you anything. You no go fit deal with it. Now so then talk. The thing when I fit kill you, we go make you strong. We go make you strong. The thing when I fit kill you, we go make you strong. The thing when I fit kill you, we go make you strong. God no go give you anything. You no go fit deal with it. Your wife, you sabi. Bible, well, oh, they go shush every day. Oh, notice me. Oh, I quench. Look at me. How I bounce. But now you be the crook. Now you can feel your pull. I keep pressing, misuse and abuse it. 4-9. All the teeth.
Every time.
Basket mount. Oh, oh, oh.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
But you know.
Tell them, sister.
I be.
When was the last time you ever thanked the Lord Almighty for your life?
Any bridges.
When was the last time you tell your wife say you love her?
When was the last time you tell your son and your daughter say you love them?
As you know, you're not gonna give you anything, you're not gonna feed to you, wicked.
We'll never give you what you
that's
can't.
That's all they talk. It's see when I freak you, you, we gonna make you strong, we gonna make you strong. It's see when I freak you, you, we gonna make you strong. It's see when I freak you, you, we gonna make you strong.
Okay.
You're not gonna give you anything, you're not gonna feed to you, wicked.
Hey. Okay, to the left, to the right, to the left, okay. To the right, okay. From the front, okay. To the side.
Now, don't you think that's interesting?
Yeah.
Well, we cannot have a World Cup music without this one. Of course, we did a little twist. We like the remix version because we like to mash it up, mix it up. 8:45 is your time. You're listening to Sounds of Africa with Sheila C. Coming your way over the CITR 101.9 FM. Waves. Did you hear that? Uh-huh.
A throne, stronger than Rome, a violent prone, poor people's own, but it's my home, all I have known, where I got grown, treat me with Rome, out of the darkness, I came the farthest, among the hardest survivors, learn from these streets, it can be bleak, accept no defeat, surrender, retreat, we struggle it, fighting to eat, wondering. When we'll be free, so patiently wait for that fateful day. It's not far away, but for now we say,
when I get older, I will be stronger. They'll call me freedom, just like a wave goes back, and then it goes back, and then it goes back, and then it goes back.
So many wars, settling scores, bringing us promises, leaving us poor. I heard them say, love is the way, love is the answer, that's what they say. But look how they treat us, make us believe us. We fight their battles, then they deceive us. Try to control us, they couldn't hold us, cause we just move forward like buffalo soldiers.
We struggle in,
fighting to eat.
Wondering
when we'll be free. Patiently wait for that fateful day. It's not far away.
And then it goes. And then it goes.
dignity, respect,
beauty, self-worth,
safety,
confidence,
choice,
hope. The Beauty Night Society is a registered charity dedicated to helping marginalized women introduce trust, hope, and self-esteem into their lives. This is the
first day of Through its popular makeover program, the Beauty Night Society has touched the lives of thousands and reintroduced a healthy touch to the lives of vulnerable women throughout British Columbia, creating real life makeovers.
Please visit www.beautynight.org for information on programs and on how to help. Beauty Night, because dignity is beautiful. I think I was blind
before I met you. Okay.
Vous êtes présentement à l'écoute de Sounds of Africa avec Sheila C.
Africa rising, Angelique Kidjo, shining like a sun ray.
Gentlemen, I'm your DJ.
My love sister, I'm the Marinke.
And we're back in South Africa. Party time. You know what I mean? Celebrate living life.
My baby, baby, plus ma baby, baby, baby. Feel my ma, my love says I'm not a man. Man, I'm better when I feel like I'm not a boss. Yeah, I'm a mama, but you wanna get caught in it. I'm a kid that's not keep on my foot of follow. I'm a fit, I'm a young little hop along. I'm a love, me too, and I'm a shell.
This is a DJ Cleo production.
His name is Briggs, simply known as Briggs. Sweetie, my baby. Music coming out of South Africa. You're still in tune to Sounds of Africa. Yes, none other than. It's a beautiful sunny day out, so, you know, we're trying to keep it on going. Coming up in 2 minutes, we have the news in brief coming from the African continent. Right about now, I got a little short message. I'll see you on the other side.
The UBC Learning Exchange Trek program wants you to get involved in your community. Learn about important social issues while volunteering at inner-city schools or nonprofit organizations. You'll also get to meet other UBC students in a fun and supportive environment. See how your talent and skills can make a difference in your community. Participate throughout the term or during reading week. Check out www.learningexchange.ubc.ca/CITR to find out more.
Thank you.
And the time is a minute to nine. Coming up next, we have news in brief from the African continent, and this comes your way every Tuesday morning during Sounds of Africa at 9 o'clock. And it's news from the African continent and the African diaspora, if we have anything worth reporting. Right about now, though, I am going to say thank you so much for enjoying the show with me, because I know you are, because I am. And if you do have any comments, please do send them through to CITR, soundsofafrica@gmail.com. Right about now, though, let's take a look at what has been happening on the African continent. Kicking off the news today, we're starting off in North Africa, Egypt. Egypt has forged 18 bilateral cooperation agreements with Lebanon in the areas of trade, energy, transport, environment, and sports on a two-day joint committee meeting. The two countries, which are exploring means to carry out joint private sector-led initiatives, are planning to increase the volume of trade exchange to $1 billion. Moving on to West Africa, Benin's economic growth this year is likely to remain weak, according to the International Monetary Fund. The lender called on the government to step up the implementation of public financial management reforms to enhance the administration of expenditures, such as execution of the new public procurement code. Moving on to Burundi, the number of grenade attacks since Burundi's May 24th local elections reached more than 30 after five incidents on June the 18th. The political and security situation in the African nation has been tense in the last month. Moving on to Chad, improved public financial management will help Chad make strides in realizing the Millennium Development Goals and transforming oil wealth and sustained growth, the International Monetary Fund has stated. The fund urged the government to prevent the looming food shortage from turning into a famine by bolstering agricultural productivity. In Cote d'Ivoire, the Ivory Coast President Laurent Gbagbo ordered a probe of claims that Interior Minister Désiré Tagrou stole money from the public programs such as National Voter ID Scheme and a police training school. Tagrou, who is considered one of Gbagbo's closest allies, will not be suspended during the inquiry. In Eritrea, residents of Felket's administrative area in Eritrea are building a water diversion scheme to utilize the waters of Sheka Setir River in cultivating more than 100 hectares. The residents also now have access to health and education services. This according to Mohamed Adem, a Felket's administrator. In Ethiopia, the National Electoral Board of Ethiopia confirmed June 21st the victory of Prime Minister Meles Zenawi in May 23rd elections. Opposition parties criticized the polls, which also drew flak from the European Union and the United States. In Liberia, President Ellen Johnson Sirleaf, the first female president to ever be elected in Africa, has proposed reforms to the country's judicial system in a bid to boost citizens' access to justice and address corruption and injustice. The president urged the country's judicial branch of government to aid the executive in refining these reforms, which include measures to fast-track prosecution. Sirleaf acknowledged that Liberia has a serious backlog of criminal and civil cases, which she said emphasized the need to modernize the country's judicial process. She also suggested that the jury system should be overhauled. In Nigeria, several groups of Nigerians are staging quiet protests to They are staging quiet protests against the newly passed budget for the country's National Assembly. Activists have turned to text message to protest the new budget. Senators take home about 351 million Nigerian naira, the equivalent of $2.3 million, according to the Kenyan Daily Nation. Members of the House of Representatives take home up to 147 million naira, Nigerian naira, the paper has also reported. In Rwanda, the International Monetary Fund approved a new three-year policy support instrument for Rwanda. The PSI is designed for low-income countries that may not need or want financial support from the fund, but still seek IMF's advice, monitoring, and endorsement of their policies. The PSI for Rwanda will help to promote macroeconomic stability and sustained broad-based growth in the African nation while reducing Rwanda's aid dependency. In South Africa, the ongoing FIFA World Cup has created jobs and promotes economic growth in the country, which is hosting the event for the first time, according to President Jacob Zuma. Some analysts have estimated that the sporting event could add up to 0.5 percentage points to the country's 2010 GDP. In Sudan, Sudan may request for the United Nations to run a referendum to determine whether oil-rich border regions should be part of North or South. The move follows the failure of the northern and southern leaders to appoint members of a commission that will organize the Abyei vote. The vote may be held the same day as another key vote on whether southern Sudan should split from the north. South Sudan President Salva Kiir created a Ministry of Peace on June 21st. Kiir named Pagan Amum on as the South's new Minister of Peace, according to a copy of the presidential decree seen by Reuters. Armed conflict between government troops and the rebel group Justice and Equality Movement on June the 22nd killed 50 and injured 101 people in Darfur, an army spokesperson told Agence France-Presse. The clash came a day before the government and Liberation and Justice Movement, another rebel movement, were due to commence direct peace talks in Qatar. In Uganda, Uganda should implement strong policy measures that will protect the country's economy from possible impact of the growing debt crisis in Europe, the International Monetary Fund has concluded. The European Union is among Uganda's major donors and accounts for approximately 32% of the country's export earnings. IMF said strong policy measures are necessary to cushion the potential effects of EU's crisis on the country, including a reduction of development assistance as well as export demands. Our last news for today comes from Zimbabwe. Elements of the Zimbabwe African National Union, Patriotic Front political party, and members of the Joint Operations Command are utilizing the African nation's diamond resource to weaken the unity government, a report by Partnership Africa Canada alleges. The non-governmental organization urges the suspension of Zimbabwe from the Kimberley process, saying that JOC and the ZANU-PF elites were now having like a rebel movement. Well, that's all I had for you in the news in brief from the African continent. 7 minutes past nine is your time. You're listening to CITR Sounds of Africa with me, Sheila C. And this show comes your way every Tuesday morning between 8 and 9.30, giving you music from the African continent and the diaspora, along with news in brief from the African continent. We continue with news from, well, not news, we're done with the news. We continue with music from the African continent, taking it a little mellow this time about. And yeah, let's see what we got. One of my favorite African artists. He is known as the White Zulu. Scatterings of Africa by Johnny Clegg.
And fugitives, who did I see? I'm beta kwei
That song just gives me goosebumps. It is a 9:15 on Sounds of Africa. They're called Mahube, and the title of the song is Otam. Now, let me give you a little bit of history about this particular group. By the way, if you would like to get that, a copy of that song, it is on the Putumayo World Music CD for South Africa. So it's the Putumayo Presents South Africa CD. You will find that among some of the greatest songs to come out of South Africa. Mahube is a Southern African supergroup featuring an all-star lineup of some of the most acclaimed musicians from South Africa, Zimbabwe, Malawi, my home country, yay, and many other countries. Founded and directed by South African musician Steve Dyer, Mahube means new dawn in the Soto language. Recording since the late 1990s, the group made its international debut at the Out of Africa Festival in Munich, Germany in 2007. They have the tendency to work in isolation as musicians, and that restricts them from being creative, explains Dyer. Mahube is about sharing ideas and exploring African sounds, reworking them and producing something uniquely African. The final product of this collaboration is a mix of many African genres such as Marabi, Makanga, Maskandi, and Jit, with flavors of jazz. Oksam is from the first of two albums released by Mahube, Music of Southern Africa. Lead vocalist is Pindam Tia, and sings over the lilting rhythms of the mbira, which is like a little thumb piano, but it's made out of metal. The traditional healer has a problem. This is what the song is talking about. The traditional healer has a problem. His people have found out his treatments are fake. Serious problems. I'll be back after this message with more music from the African continent.
For the very best in bluegrass music, plus classic country, Cajun, rockabilly, western swing, and whatever jumps off the shelves at us, tune in every Tuesday morning at 6:30 for Pacific Pickin' with your host Arthur Berman.
And I'm Andrea.
The lovely Andrea, who will also provide you with our concert calendar and every bit of news and information you can possibly need. And as if that wasn't enough, there's a warm-up show at 6 featuring a little bit of a wider variety of roots and branches of bluegrass music. So tune in each morning, 6 for the warm-up show, 6:30 for the main show, Pacific Pickin' on CITR 101.9 in Vancouver.
It's new. It's exciting. It's the Sounds of Africa. For the Sounds of African Music, join me, Sheila Sam, every Tuesday morning from 8 to 9:30, right here on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver. From soukous to reggae, some juju, some jazz. From North Africa to South Africa and the African diaspora, I got you covered. Enrich your musical knowledge and taste as you savor the sounds coming from the Sahara right across to the Kalahari, right here on CITR 101.9 Vancouver. Tune in for the unique sounds of Africa. Start your day right with the beat and the rhythm of Africa. Music by Cypher Semenya, Angelina. 20 minutes past 9, 10 more minutes to go.
Angelina, come on.
Belgrade, Paris, Tokyo, Moscow, New York, Shanghai, Rome, Dakar. Nairobi, Cologne, Amsterdam, Oslo, São Paulo, Taipei, Buenos Aires, Berlin, Madrid, Baghdad, Lisbon, Lagos, Napoli, Prague, Bangkok, LA, Wien, Kinshasa, Lima, Santiago de Chile, San Petersburg, Zurich, Johannesburg, Riyadh, Dakar.
Para finalizar.